objective of this work is to extend the test of aquacrop maize to other locations outside Davis. We have seen and heard the good performance so far, and but we might wonder, it's still in the same location. How does it perform outside? So three locations were chosen, and that is Bushland, Texas, Gainesville, Florida, and Zaragoza in Spain. Just as Professor Ted Shell said, these are the parameters that is being parameterized for maize. With these values, it is used in all the subsequent testing. So no change in all these values. The same goes for the plant stress parameters. The same value are used. So in the Texas maize studies, I use 3 years of maize data that I have, 1989, 1990, and 1994. The first 2 years were irrigated. The last one were irrigated and non-irrigated, as well as it has a long and a short season varieties. The difference in the Texas data set compared to Davis is extreme high wind speed and high ETO. I will show some of the comparison later. The soil is a clay loam. It's up to, I think, 2.3 meters deep, and it has a dense horizon in between. Irrigation is sprinkle, and the sowing is in April, May, and maturity in September, October. The second set is from Gainesville, Florida, in 1982. The study was to see the effect of nitrogen under different irrigation regime, under full irrigation, as well as that under vegetative stress and rain fed on yield. The soil is a sand, the irrigation is furrow, and the sowing and maturing dates are different. The third set is in Spain, came out in 1995, a similar objective. The soil is a loam, and sowing date is in May, and maturity in October. This figure show the differences in the ETO and wind speed from Davis to the other three locations. I just picked 1 year in Bushland to compare. For the same 1994, you can see the wind speed was between 2 to 4 meters per second in Davis, whereas in Bushland it can go as high as 10 meters per second. So, and because of that, the ETO is also much higher there. For the Gainesville data, there is no wind speed given, but you can see the ETO is much less, similarly in the Spain data set. So this is the simulation result. What I use is to use the same plant parameters as in Davis, but use the local condition to simulate the dry matter and canopy cover. You can see in the 1989 irrigated maize in Bushland, the dry matter production was quite well simulated. So is the canopy cover, which was converted from LAI measure. In the 1990 irrigated treatment, similarly, you can see that the dry matter production was quite well simulated. The same goes for the canopy cover. For the 1994, there were two varieties, a short and a long, or the so-called full season. And the dry matter for the long season was well simulated, but the short season using the same parameters as the long was over predicted. But the canopy cover for the two varieties were quite well simulated. And on the right hand side are the measured ETA for that year. For the top is the short variety. You can see that Aqua Crop can the comparison between measured and Aqua Crop ETA was quite okay. The same goes for the long variety ETA in the lower figure. For the 1994 short season rain fetch treatment, the dry matter was also quite well simulated. But the canopy cover was not. But the experimental data was also, you can see that the LAI dropped and then came back up. So that part was not well simulated. This is the gains field for the data. For the full irrigation, the simulation was quite well simulated for both grain yield and biomass. For the vegetative stress, Aqua Crop over predict both biomass, whereas for the range fetch, the simulation was not so bad. The over prediction in the vegetative stress treatment was we thought was because if you look at the rainfall and irrigation graph, you see that there has been a substantial rain in that year, and the irrigation was also even though the it was vegetative stress irrigation, there was no stress imposed on the crop. Because of that, the biomass was predicted to be higher. For the Spain data, there were three treatments: full irrigation, 50% full irrigation, and 33% full irrigation. Aqua Crop simulate the full irrigation biomass reasonably well. The 50% full, the biomass was slightly over simulated. So was the 33% biomass. And on the right hand side is just to show the amount, the timing, and the amount of irrigation applied. So in conclusion, using the maize parameters from Davis, Aqua Crop was able to simulate reasonably well the biomass production, grain yield, and canopy covers of all the above irrigated maize study outside Davis. In some cases, we found that the emergence date had to be adjusted. In most study, the emergence date probably was given when 50% of the crop come up. But in Aqua Crop, is we take it as about 80 to 90% emergence. The water stress simulation were less satisfactory. However, considering the stringent test we put on the model. That means using the same canopy growth coefficient, canopy decline coefficient, and water productivity, and test it under different diverse soil, weather, and cultivars, we thought it has done pretty well. We feel that there are more tests needed. We don't have data from the cooler climate condition, and so we'd like to test that further on. And finally, it is such a simple to use model, and the amount of input parameters are so few that it is the virtue of this model. Thank you.
We have some time for questions for Leah.
This is the more or less, sometimes you look at what was used very well. I think it's caused by your estimation of case, because case has to depend on soil types. Because the curve is by your P value, you can draw something between field capacity and the wearing point. I think the shift time depends on soil types. You're using a uniform value
for
all soil types. That's why I think it's a problem. That's why sometimes in one soil works, the last soil doesn't work.
Yeah,
if you shift, can you try your shift this?
No, we could have, but we stick it to the same kit.
So it can't change why it's too long.
I think the point's well taken.
I don't think this is real for any home group, but the concept of white productivity as used, are there any plans to apply some flexibility to change that under, let's say, low ED or high ED, or low ED and high ED? Because I have observed this more than enough to believe that there's not just one value, there is, especially in C4. C3 seems to be more stable, but C4. I can see some of those effects here. The angle, for example, should be in the lower body.
Yes.
How did you choose the studies to use in, to simulate the more post at more locations or the studies? How did you pick the studies to use in the simulation?
Because I have this data set. You see the why do I pick these three sets? We know that we require reliable data, accurate, and we know the bushland these data are very good.
Thank you.
And we got some data from Gerrit Hugenborg from the ICASA. And because we need to have more detailed data, and these are the sets that allow me to do that. That's why I use them.